afternoon update, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3. Parliament in Malaysia has been dissolved, paving the way for elections to take place. So what next? We're joined now by Shannon Cho, Malaysia Bureau Chief at The Straits Times, to find out. Shannon, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
No worries, glad to be here.
So Shannon, asking you the question, Parliament has been dissolved. What next?
Well, in short, we have to go to an election within 60 days of today. Now, there is a process, of course. What happens next is that the Election Commission will have to sit down, go into a meeting, decide when to have the nomination day, the polling day, and stuff like that. Now, typically, in the past two elections, that's happened in about 5 weeks. And that'll take us to somewhere in the middle of November.
Okay.
But previously, it's only taken 3 weeks. In 1999, I think it's very prescient to use that as to compare against 1999. Because back then, the government also tabled a budget, didn't pass it, and then dissolved the election. And around this time of the year, in October as well, and they held an election within 3 weeks. So, give or take, we're still looking at somewhere early November to hold this election.
And why now, though, Shannon? I mean, we have seen multiple reports about the weather situation in Malaysia during this period of time.
Well, that's exactly why now. So you have to do it now or never this year. Mm-hmm. Then it has to be next year. Somewhere around the second half of November, that's when we are expecting to see really heavy rains. I think you started to get reports of flash floods around the country already.
That's right.
But the really big storms, the ones that are going to end up with 10,000s of evacuees, that usually starts about the end of November. It lasts somewhere up to January. And so if you want to do an election, you have to do it now. You have to dissolve Parliament now so that you can hold your elections by early November. So that's why it's been such a rush. This thing has kind of just popped up overnight, as it were.
And what's the sentiment like in Malaysia at the moment in the run-up to potential elections?
Well, I think there's two main kind of reactions to this. One is that there has been quite a fair amount of political apathy in the country. Mm-hmm. Ever since the 2018 elections, there was a lot of excitement, but people seem to have been disappointed by what has happened politically since then, since Malaysia's first ever change of government. So there is a segment which is couldn't be bothered, they just couldn't care less whether there's an election, there's no election, they just don't care. There is another segment who feel that this is completely the wrong time to be having an election. We should be concentrating all of government machinery on how to mitigate the effects of the flood. And then we can have an election, maybe early next year if you're in such a rush. So altogether, it's not very positive. People aren't excited waiting to go out there and vote. And, you know, that might have a crucial effect on how the results go.
So why the rush? Why not wait until next year?
So there is a political kind of element within the ruling UMNO itself, within Prime Minister Ismail Sabri's party. There is another faction controlled by the President, Zahid Hamidi, who is obviously not the Prime Minister. Ismail Sabri is the first Prime Minister who is not the leader of his own party. And they are vying for leverage and control of the party. Now, Zahid Hamidi is facing corruption charges, and there might be a verdict by January. Now, if we have elections after January, it might be the case that Zahid Hamidi has been convicted, and that disqualifies him from contesting the election. So there is a reason why Zahid Hamidi's faction is pushing very hard. Now, on the record, they are saying it's not because of his corruption trial. They are saying it's because the opposition is in disarray. We should strike while the iron is hot. Let's do it as soon as possible. The Prime Minister, of course, based on today's news, he's agreed to that calculation, finally. And, you know, UMNO believes that they can sweep to victory at this point.
So, Shannon, you've mentioned some of the political party undercurrents there. What are some of the key issues that are being addressed during the campaign period?
Well, I think there's that this question of corruption, right? Mm. I know we know that UMNO and the Barisan National Coalition that they lead lost in 2018 under a cloud of this 1MDB scandal. But I think people mainly vote on bread and butter issues. There has been hyperinflation going on around the world. The question is whether Malaysians believe that the government has done a good job in trying to control the surging prices in Malaysia. There is also the question of the COVID-19 pandemic, whether they feel which government has, or which leader has handled it better. Do they feel that the opposition could have handled it better? There's also the question moving forward, obviously, of the budget 2023 that was tabled on Friday. Now, this is a plan for next year. This is the existing government's plan for next year. Do people like that plan? I mean, if they do, then they would want to vote back the same government into power. Now, if they don't like that plan, obviously, then the opposition has a good chance. So these are all the issues that are attended. Some are carried over from the last election. Some are new. Obviously, there was no COVID from the last one. So it is going to be as difficult, even more difficult to call this time around.
Okay. Well, Shannon, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Sure. No problem.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Shannon Cheung, Malaysia Bureau Chief at The Straits Times.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.